Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolo Comotti here, the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by somebody a bit special, I think. I mean, I grew up with your film, so welcome, David.
Well,
David,
thank Cronenberg. You. I'm happy to be here and happy to have influenced your childhood, hopefully for the better.
Or for the worst, but at least it's interesting.
Good, that's good, that's good. The worst is actually better.
Well, we have some limited time, but I kind of want to, let's delve into imagination.
Yeah.
I kind of want to imagine your imagination, maybe on a slow day, and things are a bit stuck on the blank paper. How do you kind of like ignite your stream of thoughts? Mm. Maybe like you put a record on, or you just walk around?
No, usually I just brush my teeth.
No, that's a good start.
No, seriously though, I think what happens is, as soon as you relax, you forget about trying to be creative. That just unlocks everything, you know? So you're taking a shower, or you're cooking something, or literally you're brushing your teeth, and suddenly something comes to you because you've relaxed everything, you know? You're not pushing too hard. And I find that is pretty consistent, so that if you just relax and live your life, but you leave yourself open to ideas that could come up from wherever they come.
There's a French writer we probably know him, Michel Houellebecq. He says that boredom is actually paramount for his sort of like creative process. He has to be incredibly bored.
Well, I wouldn't for me say that I have to be bored per se, but I have to. I think it's also like saying that living the bourgeois life, you know, is you live the life of a bourgeois in order that you can be radical in your art. Now, who said that? It wasn't Balzac. It was
I don't know.
Okay, well, it was a French writer anyway, and it was a very interesting statement because you don't have to live a radical life to be a radical artist.
And what is your relationship also with cinema, or also as a source of inspiration? You find yourself as, you know, like watching old films or like your favorites, or actually you have a bit more, you know, throughout your career, you almost like put things aside and you just try to start always from afresh, or maybe you're inspired and you try to draw upon different media or different artists.
Well, I think I draw from life, not from media. I mean, when I'm watching, and lately I've been watching a lot of Netflix series, you know. So
what's your favorite so far?
I think Babylon Berlin was fantastic, you know. But there are quite a few. I think it's really watching some other people's cinema is inspiring in the sense that it you feel the technique, the lighting, the structure, and so on. But the actual substance of your own must come from your life. Mm. Now, it's true that part of your life is things that you watch, things that you read, things that you hear. But really, ultimately, the passion for something, the obsessiveness that has to come, cannot, for me, it can't come from another film or another novel or something. It has to come from my life, you know. And of course, I'm 75 years old. The festival is 75 years old. I have a lot of things. I have a lot of life, and it changes. Mm-hmm. It changes. I mean, it's not a static thing. It's a moving target. What your inner life is changing constantly. So I think in that sense, you don't run out of material, you know?
I'll just link to what you just said. I mean, the process as well, your filmic process, has it changed as well throughout the years? Or maybe you have still that original inner child that wants to...
Oh, well, there's always the original inner child. I mean, you're always playing. You're playful. You are playing. Even if what you are doing is dark, deadly, negative, but you're still a child. You're still playing. You're still dressing up, you know, you're pretending to be other people. You're, you know, it's a deception, and it's fun. So that if you ever lost that, I think you would stop making film. You know, you need that. You need that. But in terms of technology, of course, everything has changed, and I've changed. I have no problem with that. I'm kind of a techno nerd anyway, so I enjoy all the changes. It's not a problem, and I think I've simplified my cinema. You know, I mean, in the old days, I would cover a scene with many shots and many angles and things. And as I get older, I realize from the time I spend in the editing room what I need and what I don't need. And so my last films have been very simple. My editor always complains. He said, you do one take of everything and it's not a full take of the scene and I have nothing to edit with. And I say, yeah, well, you know, so cut it together. You know, stop complaining. And that just comes with experience and security, the security of knowing what you really need and what you don't need.
Perfect. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Hey, thanks, David, for being with us here on Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.